alongside my Fix It Up Life, and there's no kidding around about how handy this show is. Guest host Jeff Devlin from DIY Network is in our house to talk America's next handyman. And judging by the popularity of the Real Deal Income Property Expert and All-American Handyman Judge, Scott McGilvery, we're ready to get the inside story on that show and find out the details on his new book, Cash Flow for Life. More than just measuring success by the bottom line, we're taking a look at the Fix It Up Workshop from a kid's point of view with Built by Kids creator Tim Dahl. So each one, teach one, and give a hand up. Home improvement happens now on My Fix It Up Life. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and I am sitting here with my special guest today, Jeff Devlin. How are you doing?
I am fantastical. How are you doing?
Fantastical.
Yes, that's one step up from fantastic.
Really? I don't think I can beat that.
You normally can't.
No, I can't beat fantastical, but I can say I'm very excited that you're here. And for everybody listening, if you don't know Jeff Devlin, you have to go to jeffdevlin.net right now and go check it out. Check him out.
Please.
Yes.
And if you're a web person, go back there and check it out and then send me all your information.
All of your information?
So I
Oh,
can
for
redo
web designer.
It. Yeah.
Oh, looking
Carpenter.
For a web designer. Yeah, go to, you have a Facebook page too, right?
Yes.
Fan page.
Fan, yeah.
We're fans of you.
Yes, I know.
I know.
You guys always give me the thumbs up.
We do. And, you know, you have to check out his show, which is I Hate My Bath. If you love the I Hate My Kitchen show,
mm-hmm.
He's awesome. James Young.
He is. I
and
love
do you
James.
Guys, like, spend time together, like,
we,
hating stuff?
We're not haters. We're
yeah.
just trying to solve some problems. But James is the nicest guy.
Yeah.
I've gotten to hang out with him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He is just so laid back, which it's really good for me because I'm normally very high strung, very energetic.
Yes.
Probably way too much coffee. he kind of tones me down. We just get to chill. We get to talk about stuff. It's fun. It's nice to bring both kitchens and baths into the same conversation.
Yeah, and he is, like, cool.
He
like, I feel cooler when I'm
yeah,
talking.
Yeah, totally.
When I'm listening to him talk, I just feel like, oh.
Yeah.
And then how do I be that cool?
I think you're born with it because mm-hmm. every time that my kids will, you know, they will kick on the DIY network, they'll see Daddy up there and be like, oh, yeah, it's Dad. They see James up there, like, hey, Dad, it's James. Totally all excited. I'm like, he's so awesome, they always say.
Aw.
So I'm like, eh.
Well, we're your fan on Facebook, so you can just point to that. Like, look, I have some fans over here, guys.
Yeah.
But, yeah, kids never really, like, whatever their kids do, I'm sure, like, Demi Moore's kids are like, oh, you were in what movie? Who cares? Like, it's not a big deal at all. But, you know, your parents are just your parents.
Right.
Yes, and they're just goofy, and they're strange, and you're embarrassed by them no matter what they
yeah.
for their job.
When my 9-year-old daughter is, when we're walking in the mall, and I start singing some Hannah Montana song or something like that because it's engraved into my brain, she's like, Daddy, you're embarrassing me. I'm like, you're 9. You don't even know what you're in for later on in life.
Wait until you're around 14.
Oh, and
yeah.
once I know I'm an embarrassment,
mm-hmm.
that's my job as a parent because I had to change diapers for many, many years.
Yes.
I'm getting back at her.
Well, I always say that to our Lexi, who's 10. You know, she's like, why do I have to help with Jack all the time, who's almost 3? Well, because we had to help you so much.
Right.
So you're just sharing the gifts we've given you
yeah.
by watching him and playing with him and doing things with him. So it's just passing. It's a legacy.
Is it too early to bring up the fact that they live here for free? Is that free rent?
I know. Well, we do put our kids to work. Do you put your kids to work?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. They have chores.
That's good.
Because of the animals that we have pigs and chickens. They have to go out and, you know, get the eggs, feed the pigs, feed the chickens, feed the dog even.
Yeah.
Dog's really skinny. I think that's because the kids are
supposed to be feeding him. Oh, poor dog.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
that's cool. But do you get them involved in projects? Because we're talking about America's Next Handyman today and
yes.
Built by Kids. So are they, like, totally involved in things that you're doing in your workshop?
They are. My goal is to get my son and daughter on American Handyman in a couple of years. I know they're young. They're going to be the youngest contestants.
Okay.
But definitely inspired also by all of Tim's Built by Kids. That website is just awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah, and... You know, what else is awesome? I want to say this while Mark is not here, and I'm going to work on this project for Halloween. It's a craft, and he hates these things. I make these wreaths every, you know, for holidays.
Okay.
Okay, you go on the front door. You're going to totally, I don't know how you're going to feel about this.
Is it made out of gummy bears?
No. So I was using food, like candy, for each, like Halloween last year, I did like the candy corn.
Okay.
And then for Christmas, I did like the red and white candies. And, you know, for Easter, I did jelly beans.
Okay.
Okay. So...
Is bears outside your door all the time trying to eat your meat?
That's the thing, is that, like, the seasons change and, like, the candy melts, and then it's, like, disgusting. So Mark's really mad at me. So I hope while he's gone, I'm going to try to put together a wreath for Halloween that is not made out of food substance, but I've been ordering rubber spiders. So I'm going to take a...
What?
I know. Take a wreath, like a styrofoam ring... And cover it in Bondera, because what else can it make it stick, like, better?
I was going to say,
because I've tried everything to stick to, and Bondera actually works the best for my crazy projects, you know, cut off some other projects, and stick all these spiders all over them and hang them up so that when he gets home, he'll be completely freaked out.
If you're looking for me to say, yes, that's a great idea, because Mark is a friend, too, it's not going to happen. We do Halloween, but I'm so scared. Of, like, I go into by those Halloween stores with, like, the ghosts, the ghouls, the goblins. I'm like, I got to bow out. I'm like, I keep my head down. My kids are like, Daddy, we want to go in there. I'm like, no, Daddy can't. He gets nightmares.
Well, you know, I am excited, though. We've got just a couple seconds left. I want to say we're talking with Scott McGillivray today. And if you don't know who he is, you have to watch his show. He's very handsome, and he's very talented, too.
Extremely.
And we're also talking about Built by Kids with Tim Dawes. So we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up List.
Big deal. Every time I hit a whistle blow clear across the street, my kids are yelling, screaming.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
You are back inside my Fix It Up life, and we are in Fix It Up Finds now, and I am so curious to find out what Jeff Devlin brought today for his Fix It Up Finds, because, you know, normally I have to say, I'll go first, because I always like to go first, and I always try to give Mark a hard time about that, because ladies first, but you're my guest. Please go first. What are your Fix It Up Finds?
Well, Mark told me to say a bulldozer right off the bat.
No.
I'm kidding.
Are you just going to inventory all of, like, my son's and your son's, like, trucks and everything?
Totally.
I found a dump truck and a front-end loader and an excavator. No, really.
As a matter of fact, I did.
So what are your Fix It Up Finds?
For me, I went smaller is better. The first thing... Yeah, you will never hear me say that too many times.
Okay.
But this is a spring nail set. It's basically like a nail punch.
Not for the season of spring, but actual spring.
This is a nail punch, if you will.
Okay.
To recess a nail head that didn't go in all the wood all the way. And it happens all the time. Sometimes the wood just fights back while you're trying to hit a nail in. It's by springtools.com. And all it is a nail punch with a spring attached to it. So you pull the spring back and you let go. And I'm physically doing it right here, so I hope everyone can see
the pullback. In the world of radio can
see. I'm trying to visualize.
So it's kind of like you pull it and it snaps.
Exactly. That's exactly
it.
You don't want to get your finger
in the way.
Well, you can't because you're holding the tool here and then you pull with the other hand. So what it does is now you don't have to grab the hammer. You know, a nail is normally a relatively small piece, so when you have to take a hammer and a nail punch to hit that, it's kind of defeating the purpose.
It can be a little frustrating.
Right, and this is just simply pull the spring back, boom, it sets the nail really quick. And the nice thing is, spring tools, they actually went a little bit further and then put a wood chisel on the end of it. Again, these aren't one-inch chisels. They're smaller chisels.
So is it on which end of it?
Actually, some of them come...
you can interchange them?
Not interchange them, but you can switch them around, meaning that some have different size nail punch on either side.
Really?
And different size chisels on either side. So it's just simply pull the spring, let the momentum of the spring hit the steel, drives it right in. Very, very simple, very inexpensive.
Now, where can people find out about this? Is there a website?
Springtools.com.
Very cool.
It was probably one of the most inexpensive tools, but the most valuable in my tool belt.
Okay. So do you have another find for me?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Oh, is it a fun find?
It's a pair of shoes. I'm kidding.
Wow,
your face lit up.
I almost started to cry. I literally almost started to cry.
6-inch heels. No, it's...
They're the ones that you're wearing right now.
Yeah.
I knew there was a reason why you dressed up today.
Somewhere special.
Okay.
I'm going out. This one might be a little bit... difficult for some people to buy, but I find it invaluable.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a home shop, and if you are going into woodworking or doing anything in your house, sharp tools are a must.
Yes.
Chisels are one of the most difficult things for your average woodworker or average DIYer to basically sharpen properly.
Yes.
So to get the right angle on the stone, it's difficult. So Veritas makes a honing guide called the MK2, MK.11, however it's pronounced.
Okay.
And what it does is it holds the chisel at the exact angle, manufactured angle, so that way there's no guessing. You don't have to do jigs. You don't have to do anything like that.
You don't have to be like Norm Abram in order to
use it. No, and you know what? I've built, over my years of doing this, I built all sorts of jigs for all my planes, so I set it in the on the stone at the right angle. Because
mm-hmm.
if you even go off a degree, you're in trouble. It's not going to be as sharp as it was originally. You have to regrind the whole thing down. So this just takes the guesswork out of it. And if you, there is nothing in the world. If I can liken this to a woman's world, this is like wearing a 6-inch pair of high heels with a beautiful black dress for people working in the wood shop. Did I paint that picture?
You
well?
Did. The little black dress, the LBD, is such an important staple in all of our wardrobe.
With pink shoes, with black, does
pink
that work?
Shoes. Well, it could work with pink. You want to have like an accent color, because if you're wearing all black, you want to have a little
See?
Pop of color.
See?
Very cool. Well, I have a fix-it-up find I want to show you.
Shoot.
I brought this, and it's actually a toilet that has a sink in the back of it. Now, because of your show that you're on, I was wondering if you might love this bath, because it's from Caroma.com, and it has a dual flush option as well.
Bonus.
Okay.
I like that.
And it's, of course it's like a space-saving thing, but it is the tiniest little toilet. I don't even know, I can't tell you exactly how big it is. $800. Profile Smart 305, Caroma.com. And like, you could fit that in the tiniest little bathroom in the world. What do you think about that?
You know what? There's, some people...
You've seen that before?
I have. Some people do have bathrooms that are smaller, and it's tough to work certain, the sink and the toilet in. So, like, under a stairs or something like that?
Yes, exactly.
I look at it because the whole theme today with the Built by Kids, it might make complete sense. Now I can say kids go to the bathroom and that covers, washes your hands at the same time.
Well, I don't know, because in the actual, the sink part is in the back of the toilet. So you kind of have to sort of...
Mirrors. It's all mirrors and trickery.
Yeah. You have to have enough space to either walk around the toilet or straddle it in a very unladylike way that you would not be able to wear your little black dress and do that comfortably.
Yeah, but nobody's videotaping it in there. It's killing two birds with one stone.
And I have another fix-it find that's a visual that I want to point to, and this is in the Pottery Barn catalog. And they hung these frames over this fireplace mantle in this sort of haphazard way. And if you have Pottery Barn catalog, you've seen this. And I can't tell you what page it's on, but like, I don't understand who thinks this is awesome, or is this a trend that I'm totally missing, to take frames and hang them at completely wackadoo, like cattywampus angles, and just kind of have them all there? Because they're not distressed. They're not like old frames. It's just a bunch of, and you can buy all the frames individually. It's not an actual like one piece.
So those aren't glued together.
No, they're not glued together. You can buy all the different frames, and it's Pottery Barn, so it's, you know, not inexpensive.
Right.
And then you put them up on your wall at various angles. So if anybody else feels this way, please email me at info@myfixitoplife.com too, and just tell me, like, am I missing a trend? Am I, like, am I getting old?
That was,
am I not cool?
No. That pictures need to be lined up. That, to me, is, it just says my three-year-old hung the pictures.
Well, it kind of looks a little bit like a collage of framed, very serious pictures, because the people in these photos are black and white photos, and no one looks happy. And I think they don't look happy because they're all being hung in strange ways.
Well, you missed the one. The woman's not, it doesn't even have a head on that one. So I can see where they would not be happy.
No, oh, she doesn't have a head in this one too. Like, seriously?
Maybe that's why they're hung that way, because she's the one hanging the pictures.
Well, maybe this was actually built by kids too. And I'm missing the whole point. And, like, I'm just getting too old. And, you know, I did show this to my 10-year-old, and she said, "What?" Is that. So, you know, and she does all kinds of crazy wackadoo things, like her Barbie outfit organizer that she built. That's, it's a really good find to actually talk about. It's a piece of wood, scrap wood, that she put all these nails in. Looks like you could, like, really hurt somebody if you threw it at someone. But all the different length nails are for, like, different pieces of outfits for Barbie. So, like, a boot, like, there's a certain nail that's long enough to slip a boot over, or a high heel shoe, or a skirt, or
nice.
A dress. And you're totally going to want to play with this, right, during the break?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
I'll be right back then.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more of My Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Inside My Fix It Up Life, and we are in our, well, you know, America's Next Handyman show. And what better than the next handyman is Kid.
I enjoy keeping my kids busy during the days, and we get to hang out with Tim. Tim, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing really well, and I'm kind of psyched because I think that Jeff Devlin is kind of a big kid at heart.
Kind of
like a huge kid at heart, and I'm so psyched about your new website, Built by Kids, and congratulations on being in the New York Times, too.
Thank you. Yeah, really, really exciting. I couldn't have asked for anything more to just come out of that gate with. It was great.
Well, more than that, too, you know, you have a new baby boy at home.
Yes. Yes, I do.
How is that going?
It's going great. We're kind of, he's 3 weeks yesterday, and I think we're starting to find our rhythm here. So, yeah, it's been great though. He's been sleeping relatively, I guess, good for a baby of 3 hours at night.
Okay.
3 hour shift, so it's not so bad. So, yeah, good.
Oh,
so
wow.
Wait a second. He says that they're finding a rhythm. There is no rhythm. Once you think there's a rhythm, it all goes crazy.
They change it on you. But don't tell Tim that.
No.
We don't want to scare him completely about parenthood. But, yeah, they do change, don't they?
3 hours a night? That's a godsend. That is amazing.
Yeah, my Jack, he's going to be 3 in a couple weeks. He, didn't even sleep an hour for, I don't know, months. I mean, it was just, he was so hungry all of the time. It was, crazy. I think he's got the metabolism of his father, so that's why. But
he's a hungry guy, so.
Wow. So that is so cool. So you've launched a new website, and you've launched, a new part of your family, too, all in the last month. That's just so insane.
Yeah, no, the plan wasn't really quite like that. We launched the site, and we're hoping we'd have at least a week or two to get things settled with that. And then the next day, our son decided, hey, it's time to meet the world. So he came and the site kind of went to the side for a while there, and now we're back on it. So, yeah.
Wow. So congratulations to both of you. And, for everyone who's not familiar with Tim Dahl, you probably know him from charlesandhudson.com, very popular how-to website. And, you worked at This Old House and Elle Decor and Metropolitan Home. So you have a long list of background in the DIY industry, too.
Yeah, I mean, I was fortunately had an opportunity to, from the beginning, be with This Old House. And from there, it really was opened a lot of doors. So yeah, it's been fun.
Very cool. And, on your website, Built by Kids, you can sign up to be a member of the whole thing, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think a big part of that Built by Kids is this Built by You section, where really we want folks to share their own projects, no matter. And it's really, I think at the end of the day, or at the end of the process, at the end of the project, it's not about the finished, I would say, product that you or item that you built. It's really more about the process that you took part of to create that. So it can be, we really encourage anybody to send in whatever they've got, that as long as it really kind of fostered that bond and that the creativity of their child, as well as that bond that they did with building it with their kid.
Well, that's just like you, Jeff, talking about your daughter trying to pick paint colors for her bedroom makeover.
Uh-huh. I have to give you huge kudos, because one of the toughest things is to have time with your kids and to have them really interested. It's not like we are sitting around the television or anything like that, is getting them involved. And honestly, with work and stuff like that, that's sometimes become a challenge at the end of the day. And when they're able to give in plans to build something by themselves, I mean, you're there to help them along, but you're not there to do it. So you're there to share the experience. I went on there. I'm building the cardboard rocket ship later today. I just think it's fun, and those sort of things, boys, girls, no matter what the age is, those are priceless. I mean, those moments that you have with your kids are unbelievable, and to have it all laid out in the wonderful way that you have it laid out, big props.
Oh, it is a beautiful website, too, by the way.
Thank you.
Well, and I like the testimonials that you have, that what someone said, age 10, Built by Kids is more fun than my Xbox.
So much.
Is that true?
Some kids would agree, but some kids wouldn't actually. So.
Well, I think you just got to get the Xbox out of their hand, because honestly, once they start to try to do this, I think that they become lifers, I call them, where they can actually get their hands dirty. They enjoy problem solving, and I think that that's really important. Being entertained is one thing, but entertaining yourself by basically getting your hands dirty is really, really important.
Yeah, I agree.
So are you dreaming about all the projects that you're going to be building with your son, too?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of strange, because it's going to be quite a while before we dive into a lot of the stuff with him. So fortunately, we have a lot of friends who have kids of the perfect age for us to work with on these projects. But But yeah, I feel like for us, it was really thinking about what we'd like to expose him to and what we'd like as parents, a resource that we would like as parents to have. And, you know, for us, we're not professionals like you guys. So there's a learning process for us in terms of what we're building and the things that we're creating. And so if we have an outlet to do that as well as share that with other people, then that was kind of the impetus to start Built by Kids.
I absolutely love that. You know, Mark and I are huge into getting the kids involved and trying to get their feedback when we're doing projects too, good, bad, or off the wall. I mean,
yeah. You
know, our 10-year-old Lexi, she's gotten smart enough over the years to host our projects.
Okay.
So she'll come up and say, "So, Mark and Teresa, what are you working on today?" And then she'll talk through what we're doing. But in the process of that, little does she know that she's learning a lot along the way, too.
Yeah, I know. I'm seeing it on your blog. She has her own entries there and has a lot of her own projects. And, you know, I appreciate you guys sharing your really extravagant outdoor wood playset, which is amazing, inspirational. And, you know, it would be awesome to have something like that, but it's great to see how you guys did that and also have the videos and everything that share that. It's awesome.
Well, it was definitely a super fun project, and we did get Lexi's input along the way in building it, too, because I don't think she would let us, you know, like, she would be very unhappy if she couldn't be involved.
Well, it burned me because my kids saw it, and now they want one. I was
seriously?
Wait a second. You're going to have to work a couple more years with the hammers and nails to get something like that, because Daddy's not going to build it completely for you.
So what, besides the rocket ship that Jeff's going to build that I'm not going to let him know that it doesn't actually, like, launch?
Because it does.
What other projects can people find on Built by Kids?
Yeah, I mean, right now, this month, really, this cardboard creations is something that we've launched the site with. And we feel like it's something that people can have access to in their own home. All the tools, all the materials needed are really household items. So, you know, we're encouraging folks to send in their cardboard creations, whether it is a rocket ship or the castle we have on there, any types of forts or things like that. So that's what we have right now on there. You know, we did some projects with outdoor swings, which we had a lot of fun with. We had some gardening projects, which, you know, the gardening is really what I think for, in terms of children who are at a really young age, can really get into. And maybe, again, it's not necessarily having a finished, beautiful garden, but really, you know, ending up with dirt under their fingernails, you know, and kind of realizing the value of sitting in the dirt and just kind of getting in there. And so we kind of, again, live in this really clean world where we don't, those opportunities aren't the same as they once were.
Well, I know if Lexi were here, she would get so fired up right now because she was doing some gardening last weekend, and she found a little sapling, a tree sapling, and she got it inside and asked Mark, and so she planted it in her bedroom in a little pot. And she says, "Trust me, once it gets to be big enough, I will plant it outside." But she wants to grow a tree in her room.
Wow. Okay.
See, that's the kind of things that I, you know, that kids come up with that grown-ups probably wouldn't so much. So that's why I think your website is just so fun, to be able to have a place where, you know, us older people can get inspired by all the imagination from kids too.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, that's something that maybe you wouldn't encourage, but at the same time, it's pretty cool to have a tree in her room.
Right.
And if it's possible, as much as she could have it, then yes. But I think as adults or as rational individuals, we would right away just say, "Oh no, that can't happen. You can't have a tree in your room." But
right.
Hey,
well, we have
she
cats
gets the tree
though,
in her room
too.
Right now.
You know, you just think about the cats. They'll be climbing the tree. It'll just be chaos in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what happens when it's fall and like the so the whole thing? It's just who's gonna rake her room?
Yeah,
you coming over to
Yeah, of course,
room.
Of
yeah.
course.
Yeah, you'll have
There's
your kids come
that.
Over.
Well, it's funny because you said about the kids. When my kids go out to my shop, they really do enjoy that time out there. And, yes, they might not be making absolute masterpieces, but in their eyes, it's the first time that they actually appreciate what they've done. And over time, they do see some of the mistakes as they grow older. We have a shelf of projects that they've done, you know, like the birdhouse one that they built at local home store or something like that, or something that they built, they see it over time saying, like, you know what, this is, I like this. This was really cool. I like the colors, but hey, maybe I could have done this differently. So it's that inspiration that I find is really cool with not only all the plans, but it's getting the kids to kind of think outside of the box, not just build it, put it on the shelf. They step back, they enjoy it. But at the same point, they can revisit it later on down the line and say, maybe I could have done this better. So they're keep trying. It's kind of like a problem solving. And it's nice to see my kids think. I mean, they do have their dad in them a little bit, so it's nice to see them think outside the box, too.
Yeah, think and play, too, you know, mm-hmm. and share it, and that's, you know, things that they build, and then their friends can come over, and then it just, like, grows from there, too.
Totally.
Now, are we going to be able to get, like, some kind of decal or sticker or some kind of, like, thing that we can be a part of the Built by Kids whole nation? Because Mark would ask me, if he was here, he would say, can we be a part of the nation, like Colbert?
Good question, yes. Yes, we will have something that we will give you, well, I guess,
so
make you official.
An emblem club, that we can emblaze upon our skin or something like
tattoos.
That.
Tattoos.
Because we all are kids at heart, too. I mean, everyone, I think, in the building industry, really, I mean, that's, we like to all create things and imagine and dream, and to be able to see kids be a part of that. Because, you know, there's a lot of, we always talk around about how, you know, it's sort of a lost art of working with your hands. And it's such an inspiration that there is now a place, you know, the Built by Kids and all the other places too out there, people can come and learn and grow and play too. I would love to see a Built by Kids column in one of the magazines you used to work for. I think it
would just be
super cool. So I think you should go get on that right now. And we have to take a break, but we'll be back in a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clements. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoflife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoflife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life, and this is Teresa, and I am still with Jeff Devlin, and we are hanging out talking about, you know, the next handyman of the future. We were just talking with Tim Dahl about kids and Built by Kids. Now we're going to, like, age up a little bit and get a little bit more serious. We've got a special caller on the line. Scott, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay. I'm so glad to talk with you. And I'm so glad you took time out for us because I know that you are super busy. And, you know, you have your show Income Property and you are on All American Handyman and you have a new book out too.
That's right. You got it. There's a lot of things going on right now, obviously.
So are you, like, sleeping at all? I mean, like, are you just totally, like, just, you know, all home improvement all the time?
I think we decided there'll be no sleeping this year. It's a busy year. We've got the new season of Income Property comes out next week. We're just wrapping up the All-American Handyman, which was an awesome, awesome adventure. And, yeah, like you said, I also have just released a new book all about real estate and renovations and about, well, it's called Cash Flow for Life, and you can get it through the website, but it's an awesome book, and it's all about making money in real estate through rental properties, which is sort of the tried, tested, and true method that we've been using for years.
Now, you're talking about Michael, and is Michael someone that you... the co-author of the book, someone that you went to college with or you've known for a long time?
Yeah, Michael, when I say Michael and I. Yeah, Mike's kind of the behind-the-scenes guy. Him and I have been working together in real estate for over 10 years. Actually started in real estate, buying properties with him, fixing up properties with him. And he's, you know, he's a wealth of knowledge, and he's kind of in the office every day. And we both have tons of experience in real estate, some of it a bit different. I've done a little more international real estate, whereas he sticks to certain local markets. But together we decided to put everything down on paper and then kind of criticize each other's work and come up with the best possible material.
Oh, my. So if you love Income Property, the show, this is going to probably blow you away, the Cash Flow for Life book.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool book. It's, you know, people write into it all the time on the show. They're like, how did you do this? How do I get more information? Is this possible? So instead of trying to answer 50 to 100 emails every day, we put everything down in these books, and we're making it available through, like I said, through our Wealth Academy, which is the Lifetime Wealth Academy, and also through the Scott McGillivray website.
And Scott McGillivray, let me spell it for everyone, too. It's McGillivray is McGillivray, and we'll have a link on our website too. So that
beautiful,
is really
thanks.
Awesome that you have that you're actually able to. People are actually to dive deep into more knowledge about it because you know I enjoy your show Income Property an awful lot. It's kind of like you know we enjoy Mike Holmes' show an awful lot because we know that he is the real deal. He knows what he's talking about, and that's kind of why Mark and I really enjoy your show too.
Yeah, you know what? Mike's a good friend of mine, and we've been doing shows for several years. I mean, he's been doing shows for over 10 years, and I think the key to having a successful show is authenticity. And you know, I do rental properties for a living. I've been doing it for over 10 years. I've been helping other people do it, and that's exactly what the show is all about. Same thing with Holmes. I mean, he's a licensed contractor as well. He's been helping people, and he goes around and he fixes other people. Like he fixes the problems other people have made, and it's totally authentic. Which is why you know we teamed up for the All American Handyman. We love doing that show. We're getting ready to do another round of it. So we're changing it up a little bit, but I don't think I can give you any more details than that because I don't think I'm supposed to even tell you that we're doing another round yet. So you already know something you're not supposed to.
Jeff just threw
my pencil.
He wants to know all the inside scoop.
Well, with that show, I mean, with both your shows, first with Income Property, I find it interesting because sometimes you have people that invest in properties, but they don't know what's involved into actually the work itself. When I watch the show, watching you walk around, you know your stuff. You know where they can save money. You know what's going to give the best results. You know what's going to give the best income. And that's sort of – anytime that somebody can learn, be entertained, and watch TV all in the same thing, it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really go into each episode pretty authentically, and I just put myself in their shoes because I've been in their shoes. So when I see our new homeowners or our – struggling homeowners with a property, I just walk in and I say, okay, let's look at it as if it was my house and I needed to do what was best for me because that's exactly what they want. They want to know what's best for them.
Right.
And we just go around and I say, look, I mean, you're talking about, you know, they're talking about maybe design or colors and I'm talking about electrical and water damage. Like I want to make sure that their home is going to be in the best possible condition for them, for their tenants, and for the long term.
Now, I think that's why, I have a lot of friends who are kind of a little bit in love with you. So I think that's kind of why. And I have a lot of friends who are a little bit in love with Mike Holmes for the same reason, too. So, you know, it's a compliment. I don't want to embarrass you. But, you know, that, you know, you're the kind of guy that every woman wants to marry.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a huge compliment. You got to tell it to my wife.
Yeah. I will. So the next time you guys are having a disagreement, just have her call me. And I'll talk her through it, and she'll come back, and she'll be smiling. Yeah.
I'm sure that'll just resolve everything.
I'm sure it totally will. Maybe a few martinis or something could help along the way, too. So I noticed that you had a tweet out recently that there's a casting call. And what is that for?
That's for Income Property. So
okay.
Here's some information I can give you.
Okay.
Is that we've been renewed for a few more seasons, which
is great
news. Not good news for Sleep, though, because Sleep's going to have to wait another year. But we have 26 more episodes to shoot before summer 2012. So less than a year to do 26 massive Income Property episodes. And so we put a casting call out because we've changed format quite a bit this year. You're going to notice when you watch this season. You might not recognize the show as much as you think you would. We're not just doing, you know, there's hardly any basements. We're not just doing income suites in people's homes. We're doing investment properties, rental properties. We've got, you know, a lot of couples that want to sort of take charge of their own finances, their own retirement savings, and instead of putting their money in savings accounts, they're buying income properties. So we're going and helping them fix up these rental properties, getting them cash flowing. So it's kind of cool, kind of different.
Do you always stay away from, obviously the show is definitely for renters and stuff like that, but do you ever consider flips or something like that? Do you see the downside to flips? Do you always feel as though setting up somebody who's young like that, giving them sort of like residual income over a period of time is very beneficial for them?
Actually, I'm glad you asked that question because I'm not, I won't do flips on the show. I'm not interested in showing people that technique because I don't think it's the best technique for people. Flipping houses is very volatile. You really need to know what you're doing. You need some sort of advantage. Like you need to be a contractor or something,
right?
Because there's just not a lot of money in flips. There's a lot of risk. But I know that long-term cash flowing properties really is the answer for people that want to be investing in real estate, that want, you know, that are able to think long term. The short term thinking isn't going to get you anywhere, especially the way the economy is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't even think about flips, okay? We're not teaching people how to do that right now. We're teaching people that it's a long term investment. The market's low. You want to get in now, but you want to be able to afford the house and hold it for a long time. That's the way you're going to win right now.
Wow.
Done. I'm renting them. I'm going to go buy a house and rent it tomorrow.
I'm going to go buy his book, Cash Flow for Life, and I want to learn a lot more about this because, you know, I've talked with Mark about it over the years. We actually had a property once, and he was not into getting involved in all of that because, you know, from his background as a contractor, he's about flipping it because he has that advantage. So, I totally understand what you're talking about. That is wild. So people can go to your Facebook page and sign up to be a part of the next two seasons of the show?
Yeah, we've got the casting call on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We've got the casting call on my website. I mean, you can access everything from scottmcgillivray.com.
Okay.
You'll see at the bottom of the page, there's the Lifetime Wealth Academy link, and that's where you'll find the book. There's a casting call right on the page if you want to apply for the show. So there's all kinds of other information about what's up and coming as well.
So what do you and Mike argue about? Like, what does he say that you're like...
Everything.
Oh, really? Are you like brothers? I mean, like, do you have that whole vibe where you're like brothers from a different mother kind of thing?
Are you talking Mike Holmes or my...
No,
other
no, Mike, you're I don't know how to say his name. Sarah's...
Bersini.
Yes.
Yeah, we're kind of like brothers from a different mother type guys. He's a bit of a yin and yang, though, you know? I mean, I'm a year older, I'm married, kind of settled down. He's like fly by the seat of his pants, single, spends most of his time in Vegas type of guy. So, but we, you know what, we get along extremely well. We've been working together for over 10 years. Although we're very different, there's a lot of compatibilities in our business model. So we find that working together is, you know, 10 times stronger than both of us trying to do things on our own.
Oh, that is so good.
That is sweet.
That's like a good marriage.
Yeah. Yes.
It really is.
Well, I wouldn't call it a marriage, but
that's what makes a good marriage, though. You know, knowing that you're better together than you are separate.
You compliment.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what was it like, you know, the first time you walked on set with Mike Holmes to work on a show with him? Were you completely intimidated by him, or were you just, you know, it didn't matter to you at all?
Well, we had met several times before we actually worked together because, you know, we're both on the same network.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always sort of at the same venues and press and media. Mike, you know what? Mike's a pretty down-to-earth guy. The guy you see on TV is the guy that he is in person. And we met a few times, like I said, at some functions. And then when we got a chance to work together, I was actually excited because there's not a lot of people that I like to work with. I usually like to work with someone who I feel like I can learn something from.
Right.
Right? If I can learn something from somebody, then absolutely it's worth investing time to work with them. And I felt like that was the way it was with Mike. You know, we were both helping each other out. We both know a lot. So together, obviously, we were quite confident we could train the amateur handyman that we're trying out. And you know what? We had a lot of fun together, too. I'm not going to lie. If the cameras were rolling into the evening, you guys would lose your mind.
Really?
We're kind of party animals a little bit.
I don't buy that.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, you know, when you're in construction, you do like to have a good time here and there. But when you're over somebody's shoulder, you and Mike, and you're looking at somebody who is new to the television aspect, having a camera over their shoulder, you've got to feel they're just absolutely scared out of their boots. Because I've watched the show, and I see them basically sweating just when you guys round the corner with your clipboard.
On All-American Handyman, yeah.
Let's put it this way. On All-American Handyman, by the, fourth or fifth episode, we had to go out and buy a new belt for every contestant because they'd all sweat off so much weight from being stressed and panicking. It was like everyone was on a mega diet at the same time. They were just working so hard and sweating so bad. So I think it was the fourth episode or so, Mike and I were standing there, we're watching everyone, and we're looking at what they're doing. And I said, are you not getting distracted by the fact that everybody's pants are falling off? we noticed everybody was, you know, one tool in one hand and holding their pants up with the other hand.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, we had to go out and buy belts for everyone. We said, for crying out loud, everybody, keep your pants on. You know,
it's not that kind of show.
Well, on that note, we have to go to break, and we will keep our pants on, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Love.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. The kettle, I'm feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park.
And you are back inside my Fix That Up Life with Teresa and Jeff. How you doing?
I'm fantastical still.
Fantastical still? Yeah, you're surviving through the whole show with me?
I am. This is awesome. This is absolute blast.
Well, is it as much of a blast because as working on your daughter's room makeover? Because everybody watches you on TV, you know, Spice Up My Kitchen and I Hate My Bath. And, you know, everyone's like, I wish you could come to my house and make over a room in my house. But you're making over your daughter's room at your house.
She is going to be my toughest client ever.
More tough than your wife?
My wife is pretty easy.
Yeah.
She just kind of does the subtle guilt reminders, being like, oh, sure would be nice to have a bathroom door. Sure would be I got one. Don't worry.
Oh, my goodness.
It was about a year. It took me a little bit of time. I'm busy.
Were you making the door or were you just hanging the door?
You know what? I was trying to find just the right one because, like you guys, I wanted a barn door, but I wanted an old granary door.
Barn.
I wanted an old one, and I didn't want to have to cut it down too much. So I had to find just the right one, and that included trips out to Lancaster to try to find that. And let me tell you right off the bat, for whatever reasons, when you start driving out there, it's gorgeous to me and my wife, but with the kids.
But you can go to the train museum.
We went to the train museum. We took them to a couple. There's like a theater out there, which is really cool. But then you've got a car where you got car seats and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got to fit the door on top of the car. First time I went out there, I found the perfect door. I don't know what happened when I got ready that morning, but I took my wife's car. So I couldn't fit the door in the car. So I'm looking at this Amish guy. I'm like, can you ship this? How does it? And he just looked at me cross-eyed. He's like, no. So I went back again later. Door was gone.
Oh, no.
So needless to say.
He didn't, let you put it on layaway or anything like that?
No, I'm not even sure he knew the term layaway.
Okay,
I'm like, hey, you guys have Kmart out here? Do you understand the term layaway? No. Again, it was one of those things where, you know what it's like, you get it in your head and you just really want something, and I wouldn't accept anything less.
Well, I do that all the time, and my husband kind of, redirects me a little bit, about
That's
everything.
That's a nice way to say redirects me.
He wouldn't say that. He would say, are you insane? You know, can we build this in my lifetime? You know, those kinds of things. But yes, he redirects me. Now, I want to hear about your daughter's room, though. What are you doing in there?
Well, I wanted to make it something special for her where she gets to design it, where she picks out the colors, where she kind of goes through everything.
Is she going to blog about it? Because I want her to.
I'm sure she will. Okay. She'd probably do a video blog because she always sees cameras around and stuff. She always is like, oh, Daddy, let me do a stand-up. I'm like, are you really saying you want to do a stand-up?
A stand-up?
Yeah, well, it's, where the camera's rolling.
She's like, I know, but
you might
she's what, nine?
Nine.
Okay,
yeah.
She's just like our Lexi then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loves it. So
she'd like host your house.
We've done a couple of videos around the house where they do like little skits, and she loves being, I'll do a stand-up at the beginning and an end. And I'm like, wow. I said, let's get her going to college. I don't know that TV's what I want her going.
Now, can we see any videos on your website, Jeff Devlin?
No. You know what? I'm going to start putting some fun stuff on Facebook very soon of them going out and actually getting the eggs and stuff like that from the chickens and coming back in and making breakfast to show how they walk the 100 yards out to the chicken coop, grab it, come in, snap the egg. It's a really cool
thing. We're coming over for breakfast.
Done.
Okay.
I should have brought. I have literally like 6 dozen eggs in my house right now. I don't know what to do. It's just eggs.
Okay, Mark eats eggs for breakfast every day. There's not a day that he doesn't eat eggs for breakfast.
I literally, he could stand outside, and there's nothing. There's nothing better than a fresh egg.
Okay.
And I'm not a food connoisseur.
Yeah.
But they taste different.
I've never had one. No.
See, that's a look of dumbfoundedness.
I know.
That nobody else. I guess, I never had one before. And when my wife brought up the idea of having chickens, I was like, really? Like, I don't want to be Jed in the middle of nowhere with chickens and stuff like that. But at the same point, it's been awesome.
Wow.
And I fought it at the beginning. I was like, heck, let's go for chickens. And then she just brought home pigs, and I'm still fighting that one. I'm still having a hard time with
yeah.
that because they come
pigs.
In the house. Yeah, they come.
Well,
in.
Pigs are kind of like dogs, though. They're like real pets.
Yeah, but there's something serene about petting a dog, and they're loyal. Pigs, they're not soft like a cat or have like that. They're kind of like sandpaper.
Yes,
they do eat all the time,
mm-hmm.
and they make that obnoxious noise. It's kind of like.
Kind of like a teenage boy or something.
Yeah, kind of, and they smell. It's exactly like a teenage
there
boy.
There you go.
And it eats you out of house and home.
Uh-huh.
And they produce absolutely nothing. So it's not like I get milk or eggs for them. So it's just like a teenage boy.
Oh, my goodness.
It's what I have to look forward to later on in life.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, getting back to your daughter's room, I do want to hear what the young designer, and what is her name?
Reese.
What is Reese designing?
She,
forget about. Like,
she
come up with the whole design board, and she's like, here's my presentation, Dad.
She did. Originally, it was a hot tub and a slide and a entertainment system. I had to knock it down a little bit. Because
so our Lexi's tree is looking pretty, like,
pretty
that
good, right?
compared to. Okay.
Well, she went big. Mm-hmm. I always say go big first, and then we'll tone it down. Mm-hmm. So I took out the hot tub, and then.
Put it in your room.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Yeah, of course. The elevator's not going to happen either that she wanted. So, basically,
an elevator, she's 9.
She doesn't like to go upstairs, I guess. I don't know. She saw it on a show once.
Okay.
She just wanted something that I think she could have input. Her room right now is very similar to the way I think it will be. But we did it. Me and my wife did it. And the one thing that we're doing with her is saying, you pick the curtains. I'm not going to tell you what to look at. She's got literally on her desk in her room, she's got all the paint colors laid out.
Oh.
And she's like, what do you think, Dad? This one goes with this one and this one goes, you know, do you think this one goes with this? And I said, you know what, sweetheart? They all go very well together. But she ideally has to make that decision on her own. And whatever she does, I know she's going to enjoy it because she's going to be like, I did this or I did that. And that includes we're going to build her a bed, you know, like a very princess type bed.
Yes. 'Cause
that's what Daddy does.
Mm-hmm.
So. And doing that as well, she's going to help out with that. So it is getting her involved, getting her hands dirty, if you will, as dirty as they can get. She has her nice pink gloves when she goes out in the workshop and her pink tool belt and all that stuff.
I do too.
And,
don't knock it.
No.
Okay.
Hey, I wore it the other day. I couldn't find my tool belt. I'm like, oh, let's try to suck her on. I'm like, comfortable? I feel a little emasculated, but for the most part, it works.
But stylish.
Heck yeah. I wanted to throw on some pumps. Just doesn't work well with the table saw. Anyway.
Okay. Because you're a little tall. It's a little too tall when you have the pumps on.
Yeah. It
yeah,
doesn't
okay.
work with sawdust.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But really just kind of engaging her and letting her create on her own, regardless of whether or not it's right or wrong, just let her do it.
Well, there really is no right or wrong unless she blows something up or, you know, that's
yeah,
wrong.
Not, yeah, I'm not teaching her how to make an atomic bomb. I
yeah.
just wanted to
so
kind of.
So you're not going to actually do the projects you wanted to do with Tim earlier. That's different. That's boys.
Right.
Yeah, she's
yeah.
a princess. She's gentle and pretty. I want to see some video or some photos of her picking out the paint colors. Like,
I will.
How cute is that, having them all lined up on her little desk and, like, trying to imagine and dream about what it's going to be and then being a part of creating it, too.
It's nice to see her want to create that, not mm-hmm. just be like, redo my room. It's having her involved in it. That's priceless to me. And watching her sit there and literally – you know, like last night, perfect example, we didn't turn the television on at all, all night. They did their homework for like 2 hours. Like, homework's getting ridiculous even at 9. But after that, she drew out some things that she wanted to do, so she was occupied. And my son's all excited because he's like, well, when you're done her room, you're doing mine. He's just like, I want baseballs and race cars, and he's easy. But to see them put the TV aside and kind of be creative is really, it's just awesome.
That is awesome. But we have to take a break. Right now.
No.
Oh.
No.
And I'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
In your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life, and you are at the end of our show. We are so excited that Jeff Devlin could fill in this time and talk about Built for Kids and America's Next Handyman. And don't forget to tune in next week for more My Fix It Up Life. Check out our podcasts on iTunes and on Blog Talk Radio. Enter to win cool stuff on our website, myfixituplife.com. Click on free stuff. We're giving away two really cool tool prize packs right now. Follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. And don't forget, we're here next week for more My Fix It Up Life.